Where dwellest thou? And he saith to them, Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I was reading just yesterday, preparing for the sermon, I came across a very touching story, touching because of its simplicity and also because of the piety of the man I will tell you about. Well, years ago at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Maryland, there was a black man, very simple, who worked there. And every day he made it a point, his name was Jim, we'll call him Old Man Jim in this story. Well, every day he would kneel down for at least an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the seminary chapel. Now, Jim was, as I said, very simple. He didn't know how to read, and so the seminarians, always seeing him go into the chapel, they wondered what prayers he said, how he spent all of his time, since he couldn't read the prayers in a prayer book. Well, one day a seminarian got curious enough to ask, and he asked Old Man Jim, what do you do for that hour every day in the chapel? What prayers do you say? Well, he was from the South, too, so Old Man Jim answered, Why, I just go into the chapel, and I says to Jesus, Lord, here's Old Jim. Then I keep quiet and listen to the Lord a while, and then after a while I says to him again, Lord, here's Old Jim, just dropped by to see you, and that's all. Then this man was also given a very great grace. He was, before he died, able to receive Holy Viaticum as well as the last sacraments. And just after he received our Lord, and our Lord was still in this man's heart, Jim, as weak as he was, he managed somehow to lift himself up in his bed, and with hands folded and eyes raised to heaven, he feebly spoke his very last words. He said, Lord, here's Old Jim, just dropped in to see you. And it says in the story I read that he then fell back into his bed, and this time the visit with his Lord would be a never-ending visit. So he died with our Lord. And this has a tie-in with what is going on this week here at St. Gertrude's. For I hope, that all of you can just drop in to visit your Lord this weekend during the 40 hours. Think of it, 40 hours, our Lord will be out, exposed for your veneration, and many graces will be given. We often think of our Lord as a strict judge who will judge us and all of our faults at the end of the world. But we must remember that here in this sacrament, He is not just a judge, your future judge. He is your friend, and in fact, your best friend. Never would you pass by the home of a very close friend without stopping by to say hello, especially if you knew that he was waiting for you to stop by. Our Lord is furthermore a benefactor. He's offering you the choicest of his blessings. Think of this too. How many of you, if you heard someone, some rich man was just down the street offering free money to everyone that stopped by just for a few moments, everyone would get $1,000, let's say. You would drive an hour, 2 hours to do that. But when our Lord offers you free money, that is, the choicest of his graces, how few of us, even though we live 10, 15, 20 minutes away, never stop by to pick up those choicest blessings. Well, you're all invited to come. The invitation to 40 hours has been extended. So it's your duty now, or your choice, to come in and drop in and see him, that is, your divine friend. Now, why should we come to 40 hours? What is the point of 40 hours? Well, there are three reasons why we have this devotion. And the first is that we must make a public profession of our faith in the Blessed Sacrament. Too often, our actions, though we are Catholic, our actions do not reflect our faith. Our faith remains sterile. It remains a thing of the intellect or of the heart. And it goes no further than that. And this is too often the case, even among very fervent and devout Catholics, toward the Blessed Sacrament. We all of us believe that God is there in that little box on the tabernacle. All of us would profess that we would be willing to die for this sacrament. But none of us, or very few of us, will put this belief into practice. So few of us here in the week come to Mass. So few of us come in when you drop your children off for school or anything else. So few come to make just a moment or two of a visit to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The only time He sees you and you see Him is for the hour or hour and a half on Sunday for Mass. And that's it. It's a visit of duty and not one of love. So 40 hours gives us this opportunity of professing publicly our faith in the Blessed Sacrament. Think of this too, just to show you how little we show our faith. When you come into the church on Sundays and make your reverence to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, do you think of what you're doing? Or is it just hastily made and thoughtless and all of that, looking to see who's over there at the same time you're genuflecting to our Lord? When you go to communion, do you go with mortal sin on your soul? Or let's say you don't have mortal sin, what is your preparation like? What is your thanksgiving afterwards? Just a moment or two of prayer done in a hurried fashion? Or is it done fervently, remembering that our Lord stays with you for at least 15 minutes after you receive Him? And then how so few of us spare time to stay after Mass for just a moment or two to visit our Lord. Now, I can see also in the 40 hours devotion a sort of a patriotic motive for coming. And this is something I've been thinking about, that obviously with the elections coming and the results were far from what we wanted and far from what we even expected. But nonetheless, God's hand is behind it all. He has a plan for us. But our nation has many a godless and evil person, not just among citizens, but among the leaders in the government, even the president. Men who forbid prayer in public places, and even sometimes even the mention of God's name in public ceremonies. Men who try to force evil practices on others and try to get them to break the commandments of God. Men who do not care for Christ and do not care about His law or the laws of His church. These are the men who run our country. And how often we stand around and talk politics, complaining to one another about the state of economy, the evil president that we have, and all their faults and everything that they do. How often we complain. What good does that do? Not a single bit of good. In fact, I can see only bad effects from that. That most often it leads to anger, it leads to hatred in certain cases, it leads to depression, discouragement, when you only complain about all the evil in this country of ours. Do something for your country. Come here. He's the ruler of nations and the King of kings. Don't complain, but now pray for our country. Pray for our president. Do you ever think of that, truly, in your mind? How often do you pray for Barack Obama? How often do you do that? Or how little, I should say. We might have some feeling that's close to hatred for the man, when as Christians, we should be praying for his conversion, praying for that he may receive and use well the graces he needs to run our country well. He will have to answer severely for all of his heavy responsibilities. Let's pray for him, not complain. Throw yourselves this 40 hours before our Lord and ask Him to bless our country and to save it from all of the evils which will almost certainly come unless these men convert. The second reason for the 40 hours is to make reparation toward the Blessed Sacrament. All of us must answer for all of the coldness and the indifference that we show and have shown in the past towards our Eucharistic Lord. To show this, I'll tell you a story about a nun. She was very much esteemed as a very holy nun by the other sisters in her convent in Europe. And it happened, as it will for all of us, that she died. And one day, St. Mary Magdalene of Pazzi was in the church praying, and the soul of this nun appeared to her. The nun was kneeling in the nave, the center aisle of the church. She was in profound adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And the saint saw that this nun was dressed in a beautiful white gown, symbolizing her purity, which pleased our Lord so much. But she also noticed that this nun was engulfed in flames, which seemed to consume her. And our saint was curious why she was suffering so in the church. And it was revealed to her that this nun suffered because of her lack of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And her punishment, or part of her punishment for purgatory, was that daily she had to come to the church to adore our Lord, whom she neglected to adore when she was yet living. And while she was adoring, she would have to suffer the pains of fire at the feet of the Holy Eucharist. Now I wonder, and I do truly wonder, how many of us will have to suffer part of our purgatory right here in the nave of our church because of our coldness, because of our negligence in devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Do a little examination of conscience. Have you received Holy Communion as often as you could have and should have, especially those of you who live so close to the church? Have you ever dropped in for a visit just to say hello to our Lord? Since last 40 hours, have you done that? Or has it been a full year since you've made a special visit? When you're here at Mass, where is your mind? Is it on the Blessed Sacrament or on your work and your chores and your play? When you come to Mass, do you come on time? And how are you dressed? You see, the reason for the dress code, men with suit and ties, ladies dressed modestly and in a dress and their heads covered, is for reverence to our blessed Lord. And our Lord sees how you're dressed and what the state of your soul is. And all of these things must be atoned for, and it can be atoned for in the 40 hours devotion. Well, thirdly and lastly, the last reason is to show Christ how much we truly love him hidden in his sacrament. We all know, and parents, many of you know by experience, that one of the worst sufferings in this life to bear is to love and yet return no sign of love in return. And this happens in families all the time, but it happens all the more here in the church. Our Lord loves. This sacrament is a sacrament of his love, and yet we return no sign of affection for him. And furthermore, our Lord, if you read through the Gospels, you can see that he had his personal preferences, his favorites. He had his favorite city from which to preach, Capernaum. He had his favorite family to be around, Martha and Mary Magdalene and Lazarus. He had of all of his disciples, he chose 12 of his favorites. And after his resurrection, he chose as his favorite place to dwell the tabernacle. And you can say that about every church that has the real presence in it. But remember that he dwells here. That means this tabernacle here at St. Gertrude's is one of his favorite places on earth to dwell. And you are his favorite disciples, because he has chosen to have his presence in your presence. And this fact proves that we are his favorites, because if someone else or some other place was his favorite place to be, then he would have been there and not here. Do you ever think of that? You have been chosen by our Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we show no love in return for this. 40 hours is a chance to do that. It's something like a Christmas. where families neglect each other all year long, they somehow manage to lay aside all of their harsh feelings and visit at Christmas. 40 hours is a sort of Christmas for our Lord and all of that. Well, finally, to conclude, I don't have anything more to say. I can't say what give you the words to explain how important visiting our Lord in the Holy Eucharist is and how much he wants you. You'll only see it for yourself in the next world, in the next life. And I can only tell you what I've said in these few pages of a sermon, and then hope that you will cooperate with the graces that have been offered to you, and that you will stop by like that old man Jim. Just drop by to say hello, even for a few moments, to our blessed Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.